Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 94 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 2nd is: remember a time when a small gesture of caring, like a smile or a kind word, had a meaningful impact on your life. Write down how it made you feel. Pay it forward and look for three opportunities to do the same thing for others in your life today. At the end of the day, write down the three examples of how you paid it forward and how performing those acts made you feel. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. The idea of paying it forward was made popular 19 years ago by the movie of the same name starring Kevin Spacey, Helen Hunt, and Haley Joel Osment, who played 12-year-old Trevor McKinney. Trevor develops the idea of paying it forward when his 7th grade social studies teacher, Mr. Simonette, played by Spacey, challenges his students to create something that will change the world. Trevor's plan is to do something to help three different people that they couldn't do for themselves. But instead of doing something to return the favor, he wants those three people to pay it forward with three acts of service, charity, or kindness to other people, setting off a chain of goodness that would eventually make its way around the world. Trevor's first act of service is to let a homeless man live in his garage, and the man pays it forward by doing car repairs for Trevor's mother. But Trevor thinks he has failed. When Jerry, the homeless man, returns to his old ways and his addiction to drugs, his second act of unreturned kindness is to set up his mom, played by Helen Hunt, with his teacher, Mr. Simonette. Trevor's mom is an alcoholic who wants to take his father back, even though he is abusive. Mr. Simonette is scarred both physically and emotionally from his own abusive father, who set him on fire as a boy. And after the relationship initially shows some promise between Trevor's mom and Mr. Simonette, it implodes, and Trevor is so distraught with his failed efforts to change the world that he runs away from home. I'll let you go ahead and watch the rest of the movie to discover Trevor's third act of paying it forward if you haven't already seen it. But I would like to point out several things about Trevor's attempt at using servant leadership to change the world. Number one is that a key part of the plan was that the person could not return the favor to the person that helped them in the first place. Why is this important? Because we see it all the time where people actually do a good deed or perform an act of service, but their motivation is to get something in return or to be recognized for their deed in an attempt to improve their reputation, which is just another term for their external story. True servant leadership is done out of love and with no expectation of gaining anything from it. The second thing about Trevor's attempt to change the world is that he believed he failed when Jerry relapsed into his drug addiction and when things didn't work out between his mom and Mr. Simonette. Trevor thinks his efforts are all for nothing, but he doesn't realize that the homeless man later helps a woman who is suicidal from jumping off a bridge. And he doesn't know that his mom forgives her own mother for the mistakes she made in raising her. This is the problem with focusing only on external results. If we were testing Trevor's idea, there would be people that as soon as the homeless man relapsed or things went south between Trevor's mom and Mr. Simonette, they would say, "See, it didn't work." There's no point in paying it forward because things didn't work out. The people Trevor helped didn't change. Sometimes the ripple effects of our servant leadership don't show up immediately. And sometimes, like Trevor, we never even know about what happens as a result of our good actions. And the third thing is that Trevor's assignment was to do something that would change the world. And the truth is that as soon as Trevor helped one person in one place at one particular time, he changed the world and made a positive impact. It doesn't have to be some big event with fireworks and a parade. But this also means that just because Trevor changed the world by helping one person doesn't mean he should stop there. We hear people talk about working relentlessly to be the best they can be, but most of the time we are talking about performance and achievement and relentlessly being the best at something for our own personal glory. What if we relentlessly performed servant acts of leadership and never posted them on Facebook or Instagram? We were never in the newspaper or on the TV for our service. And today's challenge asks us to do three small acts of kindness. Just like Trevor's project asked each person to pay it forward to three people. But the reality is we should help one person at a time, and we should forget about the numbers and keeping track of our acts of service. Because the simple act of recording our good deeds can skew the results and our motivation. So how about you? Can you remember when a small gesture of caring made a big impact on your life and how it made you feel? Can you pay it forward by taking advantage of opportunities to perform acts of service to others? How does performing these acts of caring, kindness, and service make you feel? Because here's the thing. We should feel good about leading others by serving them, and we should get addicted to the fulfillment that comes from helping others, because this is our internal story. We shouldn't be worried about our external story of receiving accolades and recognition for our efforts. But if we gain peace and fulfillment from helping others through service and by paying it forward, then we are going to continue to do those things. And when we do, we will be writing our own story, and we will be making a positive impact on the world by giving people a better version of ourselves every day.